Tes Amit Beis, in the middle of the Amit. Tane, we learned the Baraisa, and the Baal will learn the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Baraisa. And Rashi learns that this Baraisa is a Pirish on the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah said, Chotza Shib Chusa Mi'al Ba'amis, Ein Shoifchim B'soicha Mayim B'Shabbos, Elim Kein Osu Lom Uke Marzeke Sosayim. That in order to be permitted to pour mayim in a chotzer poches midalad al dalad, you need an uke sosai. So the Baraisa says, Bamed vorem amurim, when do you need an uke sosayim in a chotzer poches midalad? Bimoy sachama. That is dafke bimoy sachama. Avol bimoy sakshomim. But bimoy sakshomim shoifech v'shoine v'einay nimna. Very riches haloshen. He's allowed to pour and pour again. Doesn't have to hold himself back. B'maysak shomim, you're allowed to be shayfech, afilu you do not have an uke. At marzik masayim. Let us see Rashi. B'med vorm amurim detzorech uke. That is dafke b'maysak shomim. B'maysak shomim, the barais is machadish, you do not need an uke. My time, why don't you need an uke b'moisak shomim? Omarove odom roitze sheyivlu mayim bimkoimo. Zogt Rashi, sheyivlu bimkoimo, b'lo ich peslei delivku, he's not interested that it should go out into the Rishus Haram. The belav hochi chatzeirei metunefes v'imedes b'bnei hakshomim. His chotzer is muddy already because of the kshomim. So then there's no interest, there's no negiyah, it should go out. So as long as he's not interested, the whole reason that Pachas Midalad is also because he wanted to get out of the chotzer. If he wanted to get out of the chotzer, so Rashi said on the top of Domit, because the Rabbonon, Dulma Osele Mishchez Rike Be'edil Oshusaram, if he's going to throw it in the chotzer with a kivin to get out of the chotzer, he can get out of the chotzer, so then he might throw it into the Rishus HaRam directly. But b'mois hakshomim, there's no intent to throw it, to get it out of the chotzer. The chotzer is already saturated with water, so this won't make too much of a difference. Is la'ich beslei delivki, he's not interested it should go out, he's not interested it could go out, so then... So then it's permissible to be shayfech in the chotzer, even though it doesn't have dalad. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye asked, Rove, varei shayfechin da odom roitze sheyiblu. The Mishnah speaks about two cases. The first case, a chotzer that's poches mi dalad, you differentiated very good. A chotzer poches mi dalad, it is also because a person wants it to go out of the chotzer. He wants it to go out of the chotzer. So, b'moisak shomim, segeitam nishto. But we learned in the Seifer, by a bit, b'rei shoifchim da'odam roitze sheyiblu, we have a biv that is mea amo in the chotzer. And the Chachomim said, it could be nivla in the chotzer. Ba'afal pikein, the odom roitze sheyivlu, a person is maskim that it should be nivlan de biv, uketoni lo yishpoich. And we learned that the chachamim hold that one is not permitted to be shayfer, as long as he's not making gazilu, it is also to be shayfer. So we see that alone is not sufficient, that roitze sheyivlu, because a biv is also roitze sheyivlu. Doesn't get them nishton if it will remain in the biv in the chotzer, and for that reason it says lo yishpach. Amalei, so he answered him, hosom lemaynei cheshlei by yemoisak shomim. What is there to be afraid of? Imishum kilkul chatzeiroi al kilkul chatzeiroi. And because of kilkul chatzeiroi, so we're going back to the first case. We're going back to the first case of a chotzer she'ein bo dalad al dalad. So, imishum kilkul chatzeiroi, that we should say he doesn't want it to remain in the chotzer. Because the chotzer will become niskalkul, or mikalkul, or vikaima. It is mikulkul saivisai al tikshamin. ואם משום גזיר או שמו יוים רוצינוי רוי של פלויני מקלח מים. Now here the Gemara is mentioning בהדיה the סבורה of the חכמים. Why the חכמים תקה עשר to be שויפך in a bit? Because there's a שמו יוים רוצינוי רוי של פלויני מקלח מים. People will see that the tzinor, if he pours it, that's what Rashi explained in the Mishnah. If he's going to pour it directly into the biv, it's going to go out of the biv with force. It's going to go out of the biv with force, so people will say that he poured it into the biv, somachli yitzias habiv, that it should go out, the memele, and those, so people say one is permitted to get rid of shayfchim. So here, we should be afraid. Shema yoyim rutsin neire shal ployni mikalayach mayim. Stam tsin neire is mikalchemem. Since this is yemoy sakshomim. So yemoy sakshomim. The tsin neire is a mikalayach not only because of his shviche. So when a person passes by and sees water running out of a biv, he's not toile that the reason is because the Baal HaChotza poured in the water there, and he'll make his conclusions. Yemois HaKshomim Stam Tzineiris Mekalchim. So the Kiluach of the Biv will not bring with itself any Kilkul. Agav Uche, the Ritva says, Yemois HaKshomim Stam Tzineiris Mekalchim. So Yemois HaKshomim, the Ritva says, Perish mipnei hakshomim. Shafilu sheloi b'shas hakshomim, mismatzim v'hoilchem acher hakshomim. Because Lamaise, the Braise was mata b'imois hakshomim. The Braise was not mata only b'shas hakshomim. So as long as it's a rainy season, even though it stopped raining, but it seems there's still enough water in the chatzeres that needs drainage, that people will be toilet, that is the reason of the kiluach of the tzinoiris, and therefore there won't be any kilkul. Zot Rashi, Omar le'Abaye, v'harei shoifchin, anishpochin lo'i lebiv oruch meyam, good, the reisha you explained me, you differentiated between a chotzel b'moysak shomim and a chotzel b'moysak hama. But what about Shoifchim and Nishpochim Loi Lebiv Oruch Meyam? We learned that Shoifchim. Sheyesh Boi Shir Libo Lei Aboi. And there it's also Nichelei, that it should be Nivlan the Biv, it's Meyam. Vika Omru Rabbonu B'mas Nisin Loi Yishboi. So Rashi wants to now explain why by Biv the Gemara calls it Shoifchim. And before we called it Mayim. Omar Rava Odom Reitze Sheyivlu Mayim Bimkoimo. So Trashi Lahanach De Biv Kori Shoifchin Stome Lahanach De Chotzer Kori Mayim. The Pisha Pomim U Mizalfom. He says, by a Chotzer there's sometimes a use. Lepomim is Tom because speaking about a Chotzer Shem by Dalet. So Memel Bar Al Koponim in a Chotzer, there is a use sometimes. What the Gemara calls it Mayim. Masha'ein Kein by a Biv, it's only Shoifchim. It is only to get rid of and not to use. So the Gemara answered on this Kashe. Hosom B'mois HaKshomim. The Baraisa that is speaking about B'mois HaKshomim, L'may Nechesh. Imishum D'Nechalei D'Nifku. That he wants it to go out, mishum kilkul chatzeroi, or mekalkul v'kaimo, mekalkul v'kaimo b'kshomim. I mishum shelo yoimru, that people should not say, tzinoirei shel ployni mekalayach mayim. And what will be, v'osi lemevad b'moisach hama. So they will be mekalayach in the, they'll be shayfach in the b'moisach hama. Inam yosu lemei mishoy lizlik b'ed yelashusarab b'moisach shomim. The mali b'tzino mali b'shusarab mamish, people not differentiate. He also wanted to get rid of it. He wanted it should go out in the Shusarab. It's also thrown out to the Shusarab. So for this chash of the kilkul that could arise from that, what is tzinir is mekaleach mayim, B'meisak shomim, there's no such chash. Why? Does the stamtzi neiris b'meisak shomim mekalchenein? The omri and people, when they see this kiluach, make shomim ninu. So they'll say, this is make shomim. So they won't derive a heter that is permissible to be shayfech in a biv, to tafukilu shusarab. Abagabi biv, b'meisak hame, abagab deyesh b'shir. Even though there's a shir, that's roi levloi. V'odom roi tzeshiv lebim kaima. Abikalameichesh, we could be afraid, shema yoimru, that means maybe the bib will be full, and it will amaise gush out into the rishus harabim. So memele, so therefore, the chachomim uamachim. Zok the gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman, bimois hakshomim, Uka marzik sosayim, bimois hakshomim, an uke that is marzik sosayim, noisni loy sosayim. So you pour it in the chotel sosayim. Marzik sos. What if you have a small uke? This uke does not have the correct dimensions. Noisni loy so. So then you're permitted to pour a so. Bimois hakhamo. Marzik sosayim noisim loy sosayim. Soin noisim loy kolikim. So Rav Nachman differentiated between yemois hachamo and yemois hakshomim. The techilik is an uke sheyesh by so. The yemois hakshomim, one is permitted to pour in a so. The yemois hachamo, one is not permitted to pour in a so. Now let us see Rashi. Marzik so, ukyo, noisnin loy rishus, listapik velishpoich so. Vahai de komri leel. So now we're seeing a gewaldike chumre in Rav Nachman. That till now we were under the impression that the baraisa was matar b'moisak shomim. So now, from Rav Nachman we see the baraisa was only matar if we have an uke that is marzik aso, that is permitted to pour in aso. V'hai dekomri la'el. Now how do we learn shat in the baraisa? Shoifeh v'shoine v'einei nimna. Svirelei l'Rav Nachman be'uka ktano. It is speaking about a uka ktano. That has aso. Vishir midosa komar tana de braise de shori. And the tana de braise, that's such an ariches aloshin, that shoifer, vishoine, ve'ene nimna means he can pour in one saw. He can do it 20 times, but one saw, he can only pour in a shir aso. The Teisa Rosh asks on Rashi, we'll see they learn a different shat, Rav Nachman, but he asks such a ariches aloshin, to mean that he's only permitted to pour in one saw, to say shayfech v'shayne v'ayni nimna, and it means that uke saw is permitted to be shayfech also. But al kaponim, so Rav Nachman said a moiredike chumre, that v'moysak shomim, tada hefkevelt, v'moysak shomim, you can get away with an uke saw. Lafuke, v'moysak hama, you can't get away with that either. Frag de Gemol. Bimois, bimois achama, marsu neis no so, mois achama, marsu slam neis no so, mois achama, neis no moi kolike. Bimois achama nami, frag de Gemol, now if we're only pouring in a so, in the uke sheyesh by so, so won't overflow. So b'mois hacham enami marzik so nesev leso. So why can you do this b'mois hacham also? And for the Gemara, gzeire duma osi liten lei sosoy. Because pshat is like this. The normal usage of water a day is a sosai. So memele, if you're going to permit him to start pouring water, he's going to go overboard, and he's going to pour all what he needs. And he needs a sasayim, he needs to get rid of a sasayim, so he'll pour a sasayim. So therefore, b'mois hachame, they acid an ukeso, and they did not want to rely We'll tell him he should put in only a saw that he'll only do that. If, since he, the normal usage is a sign, eventually will come and pour us a sign. Thus, take it. Frag the Gemara, if that's the case, Ihochi b'maisak shomim nami ligzer. So we should be going to b'maisak shomim also. You're telling me b'maisak shomim can only put in a saw. And you say that if a person normally uses two saw, we have to be afraid he'll pour into this uke two saw. It's b'maisak shomim nami ligzer. And for the Gemara, hosa my nechishlo. What do you have to be afraid of? E mishum kilkul. What'll be taka if he'll pour in two saw into the rishus harab? If he'll pour in two saw into his chotza. So what are you afraid of? E mishum kilkul. If you'll say he's afraid, he doesn't want it to remain in the chotza because it'll be mekalkul the chotza or mekalkul of a kaima. So he's niche that it should remain, but for him it's a gate nishtam that should go out into the Rishus HaRab. He's niche it should remain in the chutz. Ei mishum gzeire shem b'yoyim ratzinoire shal ployni mekalayach ma'ayim. Stam tzinoires mekalchene. Stam tzinoires are also mekalayach. So memele, so what is the Gemara saying? So we have a difficult Gemara. So the Gemara is saying that really Tusa is also mutter. So if Tusa is also mutter, so why does he say that the Yemoisak Shomim, you're only permitted to pour one? So let us see Rashi. Hosnam lamay nechishlo. Inami osi lameisiv sosaim, afilo put sosaim leichpislon. Dahu gufe layalif mine chulbe. He himself will not be learned from his maisim a kilkul. Lamay meki, eicha de shoyle lishpach bukezu kedei lotzeis lochutz. He's not pouring it bedas lechutz. He doesn't have intentions that she go out. The lifku might the chetzer mekalkul v'kaimer. For him, the gate nishton should remain in the chutz. So memele. So there's no chube that can come out from him. V'im ishum shem yoimru either a chube might come out. From the passerbys, Haroyim, Haretzinere, Shoploini, Mekalaya, Usvurim, Del, Thing, Shum, Iskavan, Lekach, Stam, Sineres, Mekalchemai. So, Memele, Firtois Rashi, say, Bezay is doch gewaldig. Umila Chatchila, Le Sherin, Le Tvei, Mishiure. Aber Rashi says, so that is only a svore, that means it's not a fila who do it, it's Eichet Nishgefelech. But that is only, this nishkefelach helps only that we won't be geyser, that we won't aser aso, maybe he'll pour two so, because I feel he'll pour two so is nishkefelach. But we're not matter nishkefelach. Nishkefelach is only we won't be geyser, maybe they'll come out of nishkefelach, but we're not matter a nishkefelach. So memele, so lechatchile, we are only matter aso, bima yisak shamim, and we weren't geyser. Masha'enkein, b'moisachamo. If, since when a person has an uke of one so, it is olu to think that he'll pour in two so, because that is the general usage of mayim, and if he'll pour in two so, it's doch yogefelech, so memele, so that is the difference of b'moisachamo, an uke so, you're not allowed to pour anything. And uke shteisa, uke shteisa, you'll have to pour in sosayim. But by moisak shomim, since afilu who pour in tuso, and the uke so is nishkefelach, so we're matalach atchile to, with an uke so, to pour in a so. Now, so the Ritva explains, so how did Rashi learn, according to Rav Nachman, how did Rav Nachman learn Pshat and the Baraisa? The Baraisa is differentiating between Yemoisach Hama and Yemoisach Shomim. So what is the difference? L'chayre in Sosayim, there's no difference. Rav Nachman said the difference is in Aso. Rav Nachman said the difference is in Aso. In Sosayim there's no difference. So Al-Kochach, the Baraisa is speaking about Aso. So now let's learn Pshat in the Baraisa. Bemet, vor mamurim, bimoisach hamo. Bimoisach hamo, anukeso is also. Avo bimoisach shomim. Shayfech v'shayne v'einim na'atu pour in aso. But he pours in aso. And again, we mentioned before that Taisa Rosh asks, it's a merdek yitar aloshen to tell me he pours in aso. Shayfech v'shayne v'einim. But al kaponim, that is how Rashi learned pshat in Rav Nachman. Omar Abaye. Abaye said, Hilkach afilu kul va'afilu kurai. Abaye said, no, not the way you learned, Rav Nachman. Fakert, the shoifech v'shoine v'einei nimna is going an aso, and he only pours in aso, fakert. It's going on tuso. And tuso, that's the difference between yemois acham and yemois aksham. Amed v'amurim b'yemois achamo, that you can only pour in tuso. More than tuso, you can't pour in b'mois achamo. If you have a nukesh also saying, avo b'mois akshamim, shayfech v'shayne v'ayin, in the mois akshamim, you can pour in a filu akur v'kurayim. That is how Abaye learned pshat in the Baraisa according to Rashi. The Ritva does not like this, and the Ritva says a different pshat. He says it b'shem Taisvus. If this is our Taisvus, it's unclear. But the Ritva says as follows. The Ritva says, first of all, you mentioned before, it does not like that what Rashi said, pshat, shoifech v'shoine v'ine nimna, is speaking about a saw. Nyon yalat the poor in a saw, that is very schwer. That's number one. Number two, he says as follows, that if there's sosayim, then Rav Nachman is moide, that one is permitted to pour as much as he wants, de milse de loy shchiche. It's a milse de loy shchiche. So partially means a milse de loy shchiche, because normally a person does not have an abundance of water to pour out. The normal amount of water is a sosayim. So if he has an uke, that is a sosayim, and lemaise came out, it was he made a bar mitzvah that day, so he has a psaribu shayfchem, so he's also allowed to pour it out. It's a milsa de lo shchich. Number one. Number two, he says, but according to Rav Nachman, sosayim, one is permitted to pour afilu akur v'karayim. Aso is only permitted to pour aso. Now he says one more hanoche, but according to Rav Nachman, that what the Baraisa says, that shoifech v'shoine v'einei nimna is speaking about he can pour as much as he wants. So we see from the Ritva that the Ritva learned that the Baraisa is speaking about sosai. So now let us learn the Baraisa according to Rav Nachman, according to the where the Ritva brings down Taisvis. So it comes out as follows. So it comes out b'moy sachamo sosayim. One is only permitted to pour sosayim. Avol b'moy sachshomim sosayim shayfech b'shayne v'ine nimna. One is permitted to pour as much as he wants. Now we have to understand, according to the Ritva, we mentioned before, the Ritva said the reason why more than sosayim is mutter is because it's a milsa de lo shchiche. Now if it's a milsa de lo shchiche, so why be moisa chame is it also according to Rav Nachman? Darfen doch lechere sagen, that in order to be matter, we need two heterim. We need one heter tatilatibusa, one heter milsa de lo shchiche. And another heter, that afilu il pour in more, is oich nishkefela. If you have these two etayrim, milse de loy shriche, and afilu, so first we don't declare v'chlal that he'll pour in more than a sasayim. And afilu, he'll pour in once in a blue moon more than a sasayim. It's oich nish su gefelich, because v'may sakshamim, vos ken shen zayim. So memele, so according to the ritve, now, so let us again say pshat in the barais, according to Rav Nach. Bamed vorim amurim, when can you only pour sasayim? That's b'may sacham. Because b'may sacham, even though it's a milsed the loy shchiche, but they wouldn't be mad out a milsed loy shchiche alone. Because what'll be if ultake have more than a sasayim? So tereis kumen akilku. So therefore, b'may sacham, they were only matter to pour sasayim in the uke shel sasayim. Avol b'may sakshomim, which we have tartilativus, and number one, it's a milsa de loy shchich. And number two, afilu, when it will occur, is eichnish su gefelach. Therefore, shayfech v'shayne v'einay nimna. That, l'chayre, that's how the Ritva learned pshat in the Barais according to Rav Nachman. So if we have this formula, that we are only matir, we are only matter if we have a tartile tevusa. Let's say the Baraisa was only matter, sosayim, only because there's a tartile tevusa. It's a milsa de loy shchiche. And, nafilo, it will happen, it's nish su gefelach. So, ibazoi, now we can understand the memra of Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, what's by an uke so? An uke so, you won't be able to pour sasayim there, because sasayim is a milsa de shriche. So the whole head is only nishgefelech, and nishzugefelech, they will never matter. Le'idach gise, to be geyser, you all saw be'etzem is mutter. To be geyser, this is a dover amutter, to be geyser, maybe he might pour sasayim, and that we can use the svara, he'll pour sasayim, sech nishzugefelech. So l'chayre, this is the whole, the all these yesoides Rav Nachman learned from the Baraisa, according to the Ritva B'Shem Tosfos, that b'may sachamo sosayim is osa, because even though it's a milsad lo shchiche mishum ha, they were not matter to pour more than a sosayim. B'may sachshomim we have tartilativuse. Number one, it's a milsad lo shchiche sosayim. And number two, afilu, it will once occur, zech nish su gefelach. So then they were matir to pour in sosayim, and that's good the loshen, that shayfech, v'shayne, v'einei nimnai, can, the sky's the limit. For who adin, Rav Nachman holds, if he has an ukeso, so they were matzo, so b'may sacham, they were not matter, because it's a milsa de shchichel pour in sosayim. It's taigdach nish. But b'may sakshomim, since he's putting in a so. So this is a davar mutter. To be geyser, since, to be geyser, that from the so might come out sosayim, since there's a svarat not to gefelach side by side, so alkaponim, they weren't geyser, and they were alkaponim mater a so. This is Svoras Rav Nachman. What did Abaye say? The Ritva Abaye said, Punfakel. Abaye said, Hilkach afilukur vafilukarayim, that Abaye said, Sosa, in a okeshel sosayim, afilubimais hachamo, it is mutter, to pour more than sosayim. The Abaye was matter an uke shel so b'maysak shomem ad es mutter legamri because a filo poor more is eich nish su gefelich, and that alone Abaye held that is mutter. So Abaye held that an uke so is mutter with one heter, because a filo he pours nish su gefelich. And the uke sosayim is mutter bein b'maysach hamo and bein b'maysach shomim more than a sosayim, because there we have a heta of milsa d'loy shchich. That is how the Ritva learns b'shem Tosfos. Now, let us see Taisvus. Tone bamed dvorim amurim. Now, we learned in the Baraisa that the Baraisa is explaining the Mishnah. That what the Mishnah says. That what the Mishnah says, that so Rashi learned, that what the Mishnah says, you need an achotza, shein bo dala dal dala, you need an ukes sosayim, that is davke bimois achama, bimois akshomim, you can get away with an ukes so. Perish akuntris, bamed vorm amurim, de tzorech ukes sosayim, davke bimois achama, ulo perushe tzorech loyma, the Larab Nachman the Bisom, the Chori Perush, Medvar Mamurim, Shetzer Uke Shal Sosayim, Maisach Hamo, Avol Bi Maisach Shomim, Ein Tzorich Uke Shal Sosayim, Avol Uke Shal So Tzorich, Vedavke, En An Uke Shal So, Kedei Midoso, Shefech Vishaynevo. The Chaim Pirish Bekuntres Bisom. For hodeloi maisi hashas hach bereise lael amas nisen do uke. Now, Taisus is asking a kasha as follows. We have here in our Mishnah a reisha and a sefer. The reisha is speaking about a chotzer that is less than dalad al dalad. That is the reisha. And a chotzer less than dalad al dalad needs an uke. Shel sosayim. The sefer is speaking about A biv, if one pours into a biv, what's the aloche, a machloikis, a belazah ben Yaakov, and the chachamim. Now, when we look at the Sefer HaGemore, the Gemara already, we're already by the Sefer of the Mishnah, a belazah ben Yaakov, a biv akoma. So we're up to biv. Period. Now the Gemara brings the Baraisa, and according to Rashi, this Baraisa is not speaking about biv, this Baraisa is speaking about Chotzer. So in Seder HaGemore, the Gemore should have brought this Baraisa before we started being Mefarish the Sefer. This is a Baraisa that's explaining the Reisha. So Taisu says Akasha and Rashi, so why did the Gemore bring now the Baraisa which is going on the Reisha? The Gemore should have brought this Baraisa before. V'hodeloi maisi yashas hach Baraisa la'el amas nisin du'uke. Not with the middle of Biv now already. Why didn't the Gemara bring Amas Nisan Duke? Mishum the boy lakshuya lo Amas Nisan the Biv. Because on the Mishnah Buke, so Rovet said a shtik teir, Adam Reiter Shei Bola. But the Gemara asked, oh, well, that's a teretz. On Uke, but on Biv, it's also Reiter Levloye, Va'afal Pikein, Va'afal Pikein, it is also. So since the Gemara knew that we have a kasha from the sefer of our Mishnah and this Baraisa. So when we were up to the sefer, the Gemara brought this Baraisa, which is in Yesod being Meforish Teresh. That's what you have to say according to Rashi. Rabbi Netam Meforish, the Amas Nisan, it is going on the Mishnah, the Lo Yishpech Alabit Kaime. The Baraisa Lechatchila is going on a bit. The Baraisa is going on a chotzer. The Baraisa says that when is a biv oser, bimaisak chamo, bimaisak shomim, a biv is mutter. Voho di koma, frech di gemore varei shoifrim, kloime varei biv, vakel. The Baraisa is speaking about biv, so the gemore asks, what's the difference, yimaisak chami, yimaisak shomim? Biv is always right to live lawyer. What are you telling me? Why are you telling me that you may sak shomim? Biv is mutter because, what are you telling me? You're telling me biv is mutter be you may sak shomim because autumn rights are sheyiblu. Every biv is autumn rights are sheyiblu. So that what the Gemara asks, varei shoivchem, it's not a psanu case. It's biv. We're speaking about biv. Claim of a biv. We're speaking about the same case. We're speaking about that b'moisak shomim, they were matter biv, because there is no iser of shema yoimru tziner shaploini mekaleach mayim. The Ritves k'samir de kekasha and Tosfos, if this baraisa speaking about biv, so it's shreklich. The Gemara, let's just see the Baraisa for 1 minute.
Tane, באמת הוא אמור במייסך חם, אבל במייסך שומם, שייפך ושיינה ואין אינים. So speaking about a bit, the bit of a person is permitted to pour as much as he wants. My time, so the מייסך קשה, why? אמר רוב האדם רואה ששיב לו מים בנקוים. Now this is a pillar. If the Baraisa is speaking about Biv, what reason is Rava giving on Biv? The Gemara asks, what do you mean? This isn't a reason for Biv. Every Biv Adam writes a Sheyivlu. So the Gemara Teretz is because there's no Gzeira of Shema Yoimru, Tzinayra Shaploini Mekal Chemaya. So the Iker Chilik, if you're talking about a Biv, the Gemara always know we're talking about a Biv. So the only difference between a Biv, B'maisak Sham, and a Biv, B'maisak Hamah, there's one difference, that Stam Tzinayris Mekalchim Ekshomim B'maisak Sham, that's the Chilik. So why did Rava say over here, Adam Reitze Shiv Lomayim B'mkaimam, which applies by a Biv B'maisak Hamah also. This Kasha, the Ritva asks on Taisus. Machzik Sosayim Naisin L'Soichai Sosayim. So this is in Rav Nachman. Lav Davka, we mentioned before that the Ritva brings down Shittas HaTosfos, the Rav Nachman holds by Sosayim, it is Mutter Afilu Kul B'Korayim. Lav Davka Sosayim Afilu Korayim, the Lav Hochin Chilik Ben Sosayim L'So. He says, Rav Nachman differentiated Aso, Noisim Noiso, Sosayim, Noisim Noiso, Sosayim. So if Rav Nachman means you're only permitted to give these measurements, so what's the differentiation? He should say, from a saw and bite, he can only give how much it holds. Since he mentioned saw and sosayim, so we have to say sosayim, one is permitted to pour as much as he wants. V'chein shtei diyotes diyotais zu kenegedzu. Let us see the Perish Chai, 1 minute, to refresh our memories what the case is by shtei diyotes. This is picture 109, on page 190. And we have, studying the picture, we see there's a chotzer. This chotzer is pachas midal dal dalet. And then there's two diyutois on opposite sides. On the right side, we see an uke near that diyute. And on the left side, there's no diyute. There's no uke. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said as follows. Chein shtei diyutois zuke negedzu. Miktsosan osu uke, miktsosan loy osu uke, esha osu uke mutorim, esha loy osu uke asurim. Omaro, afilu irvu, afilu, these two diutois were ma'arev zeim zeim. So there's no problem for the diute on the left side to take out its water into the chotzer. Afal pikein, the left side is not permitted to pour its water into the uke. Let us see Rashi. Vafilu irvu, shtei ha'alit, deleka lemeches ishorilu lahani ayidei uke dahaner. There's nothing to be afraid of if you'll be matar, those on the left side, to pour into the uke of those on the right side, osi lafuke monim min habatim aleridim lechotza behed yatzfasa uke beraglei. Kametalpul bechotza dlem arif. Afilohi osa. Now let's look at the picture. The picture he made, a series of arrows leading from the diuta on the left side going to the uke. Now pshat in these arrows are as follows. We'll see later in Teisves that the people who are living on the left side of the diut on the left side, that they would not pour their shayfrim in the chotzer, because the chotzer is less than dal, they're going to be mekalkel their chotzer. So what will they do? So they will take out the kalim with their shayfrim, and they're going to walk into the chotzer with their kalim, and go to the uke, and pour it into the uke. That's what they are going to do. Now, if this is a chotzer she'ena mu'reves, if the two diutois were not ma'arev one with the other, that's a problem. They're going to walk into the chotzer, so they're carrying it, they're taking kalim from batim, she'shavsu bebatim, and they're carrying it into the chotzer. That's a problem. So the Gemara says, afilu irvu. Safilu irvu, so there's no problem whatsoever from them carrying their shayfchim into the chutz and pouring it into the yuke. Vafal pikein, they're not permitted to do it. Now let's see the Gemara. Oma rove afilu irvu. Oma abaye, my time. If it was irvu, so what's wrong? Ilei memishum nefishi demaye, because we have one uke and abundance of water. Zot Rashi, the Yeshkan, Arba Stoim, Lishnei Batim. We have one uke that is, can hold society. And we have here two families, and each, so Mamela, we need society from each family. So Mamela will need four so. So Mamela, so that's why it's also, so now we're saying the reason it is also, because an uke sosayim is not sufficient. And uke sosayim is not sufficient to carry all the water. It can go out into the shusarab. Basanya, we learned abaraisa achas li uke v'achas li gistere v'recha v'reivo afo pishan ismalu mayim erev shabbos shayfim l'soicha mayim b'shabbos. One is permitted to pour into an uke that is full of water. So we see that even though it will pour out, as long as you have an uke sosayim, Chazal were not machmer. Chazal were not machmer. So memele, so what's gate miron, that you have two families over here, but we see that as long as you have a nukah sasayim, Chazal weren't machmer. The Taisus HaRosh asks, he doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. He says, Odom echot, leplug rabonam bemeleye, bein chaseire, because most of the time it's osuya libola. So memela, filo it's full, it's like gozul. Abba, he says over here, it will always be mole. You have two diutois, could be, here we are chayish l'nefishi mayim. That's the Taisus HaRosh's kasha on the Gemara. But al koponim, from the Gemara held the snitazoi. That since we see that one is permitted to pour in a filo it's malaya, so who adin, one should be able to pour in four so also. Agav urche, the ritve es takasha and Rashi, according to Rashi, afilu abaye held that sosayim is only mutter b'mois hakshomen in the uke shel sosayim. Here the Mishnah is speaking about b'mois hachamen. So it brings a raya that according to abaye, tzicha mutter afilu b'mois hachamen. Al koponim, so the Gemara asks, what is wrong? What is wrong? If they were ma'arev, what is wrong? Let us see the other cases. Gisterik, licheresh, and nizdak, v'nosnu shom chetzi, l'kabal ha'mayim. You pour the water into here. Rochin loket gisteret, l'chashil, tashmish achina, breiche, cheritz rochav, kem bivar, shayisun l'dogim, ha'reiva, svina, ktana. Seems also they poured the water into that. Al koponim, the Gemara asks, what is wrong? If they were ma'arev, and you have an uke, so as long as you have an uke, we don't, and that's an uke sosayim, we can pour as much as you want. Elo yitma hochi yitma. Oma rove loishonu elo shaloi irvu. When are two ditois also, for both of them to pour, only the one that has the uke is permitted to pour, that's ake shaloi irvu. Avul irvu mutorvu, but irvu take both amutu. V'chiloi irvu my time. If they weren't ma'arev, so why can't the other duty pour in? Omar Abashi, gzeire dul ma'osi la'afuki mimani debatim los. And we're afraid, as we have in the picture with the arrows, that the people that are living on the opposite side of the uke, they will not pour the water into the chotzer, in order to make sure that the chotzer doesn't become a kukul. They're going to carry the kelim out into the chotzer, to the yuke. And this is a chotzer shein amurevis. Therefore, we ask them to use the yuke, period. Zot Rashi, ochi garsinon dilma osi lafuki maye b'moni debatim. They're going to take out the water with their kelim from their batim lahoche lisfasa uke lishpech lesoich. Zok Taisvis, Loishanu Elo Shaloi Irvu. When is it also for the other Bnei Hadyute to use the uke if they were not ma'arev? V'im Toimer, Ida Loi Irvu, Tavayu Litzaru, so them both should be also. This uke is in Achotzo Sheinim Borebis. So how is the dute on the right side permitted to use it? The Yeshloima, the Einam Shoifchem Mamish Besoicha Uke Shebechotze. They are not pouring from their houses into the uke. El Shoifchem Al Hadyute. They are pouring on the dute. So they are pouring on Amokim Heta, duty allowed to pour. That's their duty. V'hein yordim al ha'uke ha'smuchalo, and then, from the duty, it falls, like it is in the picture in the Perishchai, from their duty, it runs into the uke that is samuchlo. V'af al gav v'avechotzer she'ein amurebis. So, b'vaita, I'm pouring on my duty, but it's going to run into a chotzer she'ein amurebis, that's mikoichai. Mikol mokim le'osru chachomim koichoi elo bekamkus. Eses chazal only asad koichoi to a kamalus. Kein shepirashnu le'el. Avol, kamalus, but in the city, because it might end up in a shusarabin. Avol bechotzo she'eino mureves, it's a chotzo she'eino mureves le'osru klal. They did not asad at all but they won't want to do such a thing because they'll be mekalkul the chotzer. Hodran aloch keitzad mishtafi. Zok the Mishnah. Kol gagoy sa'ir. Let us look for 1 minute. Perish achai. But we have a picture of gagoy sa'ir. Different heights. But we have gagoy sa'ir. So, picture 1 and 191. Kol gagoy se'ir rishus achas. One is permitted to carry from one gag to another gag. Now what is the chiddush? So Rashi says, ta'af al pi shed diyorin chalukin lemato lishnei b'nei odom. That means in the houses there are different diras. And one is ichanah permitted to take from one house to the other house if they weren't ma'arit. Hagagoy she'ein tashmishon todir, but that is after the houses which tashmishon is todir. But the gagoys which is not tashmishon todir, ain bohem chilek rishus. So the gagoys were not considered like two rishuyes. The kelim she'shovsu begagze mutorim lahitziyom lazeh. She's allowed to take from one gag to another gag, even though they belong to two different bailim. There's a lomdis she'ein tashmishan toda. But, ubulvad she'lo yehei gag govoya mechavei rei asor. But I'm not allowed to take from one gag to another gag if that second gag is 10 tfochim higher than the first gag. Mechavei rei asor. Im choluk mehem begoy vayud osa letalte memeno legagin v'taymo meforish begmore. Then you're not allowed to take from the Gavoy Yud to the other Gagis. Vachachomim oimrim kol echod ve'echod reshus bifnei atzmei. Vachachomim hold that just like the batim are reshuyos nifrodes, they're different reshuyos. One is not permitted to take from one bayis to the other bayis, so each gag is also different reshus. Rabbi Shimon oimer. Echod gagois, ve'echod chatzeirois, ve'echod kafifois, rishus achasein lekelim sheshovsu lesoichon. Not only is one permitted to carry from a gag to another gag, he's permitted to carry from a gag to a chotzer to a kaf. All of them are rishus achasein lekelim sheshovsu lesoichon. Lei lekelim sheshovsu b'seich habayis. Kelim sheshovsu b'seich habayis. One is not permitted to take out into a different chotzer, to a different gag. Zogt Rashi, v'chachomim oimrim kol echad v'echad rishus la'atzmai, v'im lo irvu diyorim shalomata, v'so l'talfo mizeh lezeh. Rabbi Shimon meikol mikulom, v'oma chatzeirois, v'gagois, v'karfifoi she'enon yoyser mi'beis osoyim. Hoyel v'kulom, ein tashmishon miyuchad v'todir. Since all of them is not a tashmish todir, not a tashmish miyuchad,
Rishus achasein. So all are one big rishus. Metalta mizel is it? Apilu mechotzer shel rabim, lechotzer rabim b'lo yeire. The last lay rab shimon eruvi chatzer is all mishum hetek li abayis. The only reason you have to be me'arev achotzer is to take out the bottom, the kelim sheshavsu b'abayis. The kelim sheshavsu b'soichem. Kelim sheshavsu b'echad mehem mitzin oison mizel is it. Abolo le kelim sheshavsu b'soich abayis v'hiviyam lechatzer meidei she'ilvu b'nei achotzer. Osa lehitzion mechatzeroi lechotzer acheres. You are not permitted to take it out from one chotzer to another chotzer. Emloi irvu beis chatzeres yachad. They were not ma'arev the two chatzeres. So legabi kelim sheshavsu babayis. So the second chotzer is called a different reshus. You're not allowed to take from this chotzer to the second chotzer. Zok the Gemara. Yosef Abaye Barovin, the Rabbi Chanina Barovin, the Yosef Abayu Gabayu, the Yosri the Komri, Bishloime Rabbonon Sovri. The Rabbonon we understand. Kishem she the Yurin Chalukim Lamata, Kach the Yurin Chalukim Lamaila. So Memele is considered different Rishuyis. Ella Rabmeya, Mikasov, Ikasov, Kishem she the Yurin Chalukim Lamata, Kach the Yurin Chalukim Lamaila. A my rishus achasein. So why are you allowed to take from one gag to another gag? Vika sovereign chalukim, the whole lamaila miyud rishus achasi. But since it's lamaila miyud, this is the mokim dire, this is over the mokim dire, so it's called one big rishus. So I feel a gag of oya sore benomach yud nam, this also should be mutter. Omaluhu abaye, so abaye told him, lo ishmiel lechu, Hoda Omar Rab Yitzchok Bar Abdimi. You did not hear what Rab Yitzchok Bar Abdimi said. Rab Yitzchok Bar Abdimi, Oima Hoya Rab Meir. Kol Mokin, Shato Moitzi, Shtei Rishuyois, Vehein Rishus Achas. Rab Meir had said that if you have two Rishuyois, Vehein Rishus Achas, Kigoin, Omud, Burshus HaYochid, Gavoya Asore, Terochav Dalit, you'll have, in a Rishus HaYochid, you'll have two Rishuyos. You have an Omud, and you have, and this Omud is standing in a Rishus HaYochid. Ben Omud Rishus HaYochid, Gevoy Yosob Rochab Dalot, Osa Lekatev Olov, Gzeira Mishum Tel Beshusara. Ochinami, Gzeira Mishum Tel Beshusara. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Kormokim shatamoitzi shtei rishuye, shoymedes kol achas levado, hein rishus achas, each one is ten, v'shem rishus achas, shem achas lem, sheshteyem rishus ayochit, kigoyin omud gevoya asora b'chotzer, hosa lekatev olov min achotzer, v'af al pishe rishus chotzer oila adl riki, so you have the chotzer is rishus ayochid. The omud is rishus ayochid. Ramei said it's also. Gzeire mishim tel gavoye yud b'rishus harab. The havi rishus ayochid. Leilesi lichtufe yole. So Ramei said, if you'll be permitted to be metaltal from a chotzer onto an omud, so a person will do the same thing in the rishus harab. Now the Ritva brings down in Ramei's gzeire two klolos. Klal number one, it seems this is a Dover Muskim, and we see Rashi said, when Rashi gave a moshel of Rav Meir, Rashi said, Omud Gavoya Yud, Gavoya Sore, Bechotzer. Rashi says it wasn't a Chotzer. So the Ritva brings down from the Piskei Arit that Davke in a Chotzer Rav Meir Aser. In a Bayis, Rav Meir wouldn't Aser. Why? Because we're goyzer a chotzer oto rishus harab. People won't differentiate. People know the difference between a bias and a rishus harab. This is mekura. Rishus harab is not mekura. So memele, so a bias, if you have an omud, there's no problem whatsoever. A meya aser, a chotzer, an omud in a chotzer. So with this he says, so that's very good. Why one, you come and show, according to Rameya, how did they put the Sefer Torah and the Teva, they took it off the Teva. It's too the shuyas. You're not allowed to do this. But according to this, it's very good. Because Rameya only asked an Omud in a Chotza. An Omud in a Rishus HaYochid Mekuri never asked. That's Hanocha Aleph. Hanocha Beis, the Ritva brings now a Machloikas HaRishonim, a Boisov and a Rashi later. The Raboisov and the Ritva held that Rameya only asked to take from an Omud to a Chotza if it's a Chotza She'ena Mehurebes. So since it's a chotzer shel rabim, and so this has a slight similarity to a rishus rabim, it's a chotzer shel rabim and a number there. So memele, so who didn't a number didn't a rishus rabim will also be mechate. But if you have a chotzer shel yochid and an omid shel yochid, there the rabbis of shel the ritva say then Rameya never asked it. Or a chotzer shel rabim that they were ma'ariv, which is equivalent to a chotzer shel yochid. They never ask it. That is the svar of a Rabbeisov, and he brings a Rashi later. Rashi holds it. As a Rashi holds, Afilu a chotza shel yochid is also a gzeire to take from an omud into the chotza. Zok the Gemara weiter. So every day, Afilu machteshes, Afilu gigis. The Gemara held that lav davke a omud that's mechuber. Now, afilu you have a clean metultul that's 10 tefachim big. Yes, adinza yeshus b'fnei atzma. It's also awesome. Amul abaye ochi omar mal ay omar ameir la omud ba'amas orichayim hoyul ba'odam keveya lehem mokim. Because there it's keveya mokim. This is similar to a tail b'shus haram. There were guys onto a tail. Amas orichayim with a picture. Picture 2 on page 191. Yeah, that is Davke that Rameya Rasa. But Adobe Shenikui didn't ask. Frag the Gemore, for a koisel shebein beis chatzeres de kavua. A koisel that's beis chatzeres, that's kavua. For Omar Rav Yudu, shetimslam div Rameya gagin rishus laatzmon. According to Rameya, is chatzeres also rishus laatzmon. And kafif is also rishus laatzmon. So you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. Afilu, there's a koisel bintayim. My love, the shelter to lead derech koisel. So let's look at picture 3. My love, the shelter to lead derech koisel. So the one that have in the hell, you're allowed to carry from chotzer aleph to the top of the koisel, from the top of the koisel to chotzer base. Now, according to Rameya, Hakem Sheshav Subachotzer. Now, according to Rameya, how are you allowed to carry on top of the kaisel, l'choyre, this should be like an omud. My love, the shayt, it's a tuli derech kaisel. I'm a buddha, but you don't have a rav, sheish, it's loy, lach, it's loy, it's a derech psoch, in picture 4. That no, you're not taking the metaltel from the chotza to the kaisel. Zot rash. Amos Arachayim, kol binyin hamodas Arachayim, mokim eshovim, korle Amos Arachayim. Hoyil v'odam kevei la mokim, de domi leteo. Vama Rav Yudu lakama bepirkin, shetim tzoloim, shetadagdi gudavreim, tim tzakein, hatzeres eshus laatzmon, umetaltalin michotzo shal rabim, lachotzo shal rabim, beloy erev. Vechein shal yochid, chiech vama Rav Meya. Gagis reshus achasein, shemini minet, chatzeres hamishus achasein. Sherei ein tashmishin meyuchid kebatim, v'domel legagim. Ava migag lechotzo loy, kedekton, v'ashtei gag gavoy mechaveiroy, v'choshkei migag lechotzo. My love, hoda kemri nechatzeh, so she's latzman, the show to tuli derech koisel. You're permitted to be metalto derech koisel, legozo mishim teo, al migag gavoy v'nomach taimachinu, not the way you said. The kafifois. Now Rashi's going back on that, what Rameya said, kafifois, reshus la'atzmon, yeshoiso mi beis osoyim, betaltum izel ozeh, teich dalet. Visho beis osoyim, because a kaf of yeshim beis osoyim is a din kamalist, and altum betaltum more than dalet. Yeshal beis osoyim, betaltum tiltu goma, avu mem lechatzeres loy, the loy domi lechatzeres. This is the svar of Rameya, he holds the chatzeres and kafifois are not one reshus. Chatzeres, Rishus, Shutvis, Kafev, Rishus, Ayochid. that is Remeya. So the Gemara said, no, Lachnis Loitzi Der Psoch. Zuktais, Viskol Gages, Zerim Shemtel Bishusaram. Zuktais, Avagav the Kaimalon Kerameya Bixeraisa. Afilu Bemokim Rabim Kedamin Peik Afopi, Kabi Masha Odem Esishta Ishtaim Bishalishonim Bleksube. Hoche Oim Arid in Eloche Kerameya, the Beskina Lekamon, Haloche Kerab Shimon, the Oma Kulon Rishus Achasain. So a male of kulun lushus achas means you're allowed to take from a gag to a chotzer. You're allowed to take from a gag to a chotzer. You're allowed to take from a gag to a gag that's beneath it 10 tvochim. A gag to a chotzer is not worse than an omer to a chotzer. Number one. And number two, the kaisuch shebein shtei chatzeres esrin in hochel arameya, shereb yechin lo bereish cheloin lakama bepilkim. My, so we see Lalocha, we don't pass Kalet Rameya, even though normally we pass Kalet Rameya big Zeroysa. My love, the show to Tule Derech Koysel, Abimot, so the Gemara, Abimot, Mekshena Koysel, Rochav Abo. The Gemara could have said we're speaking about that the Koysel was not Rochav Abo, then it's permissible. The Gemara says, if it's Rochav Abo, but he's Metaltal Derech Psoch.